Welcome to the Podcast of Podcasts.
Today in the news, we're going to talk about this group that is self-proclaimed, calling themselves the Squad. We're talking about the four congresswomen who are freshman congressmen who have set a fire of the Congress. Even Democrats are concerned about their efforts and what they're trying to do. Nancy Pelosi has spoken out against them several times, and of course the Republicans have. But what's really in the news today is the response or the tweet that President Trump put out recently, talking about that if these four women, congresswomen, don't like the United States, they can go back to the country that they came from. Now, that's totally inappropriate because at least three out of the four were born in the United States. So they can't go back to the country they're from because they are in the country that they're from. Only one of them came from another country, but now is obviously a U.S. citizen. And so we should never tell somebody to go back to the country they came from. I think it would have been a much more appropriate statement by the president would have been, why don't you go back to your congressional districts that you come from and help solve some of the huge problems that are in their congressional districts? The congressional districts that they are in are some of the highest crime-ridden, highest unemployment, some of the areas that have the most need in this country. But instead of worrying about and taking care of those facts, it seems like the only thing they're worried about is turning our government socialist and turning over everything that we have ever done in this country. They never speak any positive words about this country. The only thing you ever hear from these three ladies is that the United States is a horrible, racist, terrible place to live with an economy that hurts people through free market enterprise rather than their socialist beliefs. They believe in things that, like the new Green Deal, which has to be one of the worst pieces of legislation ever created. It was a piece of legislation that basically there's not even a chance that it could work. Democratic leaders across the board know that this wasn't something that could be plausible, and it had to be denied by many people like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. There's no possible way you could accomplish the things that they're trying to do and still sustain our economy and our government the way we want to if we did what was asked to be implemented in the Green New Deal. Instead of taking criticism, they call people racist who question the Green New Deal. Instead of saying, hey, we're going to take this deal back and we're going to go rewrite it and we're going to take all the advice of all the people out there to tell us what's wrong with this piece of legislation. Is there some things that could be great in it? Could be. Is there some things that if they worked and worked on it a little bit, it could much improve what they're trying to say and what they're doing to make it more plausible? Yes, there is. But instead, everything today is, if you don't believe in something I'm not going to say every Democrat, and let's say these socialist Democrats believe, these Antifa so-called supporters, if you don't believe what they believe, you're automatically titled a racist and a Nazi. We know this is not true. We know this is just propaganda. We know that groups like Antifa have been thrown out of many European countries because of all the problems they cause, not to mention that, you know, this falsehood that they're anti-fascist. That's just a name, you know. That's like Rush Limbaugh saying he's anti-conservative. It would be a lie. You're saying that, but it's not true. Because everything that the Antifa group does, everything that the Democratic Socialist support that Antifa does, is by definition fascism. We have to be able to come in this world and in our political world, and we have to start coming together. There's only been a couple of presidents in my lifetime that have been able to reach across the aisle and get things done. One of them, of course, being Ronald Reagan. And secondly, as my wife likes to point out, it was Bill Clinton. Now, I'm not by any means saying that I think Bill Clinton was a great president, but he did have the ability to reach over the aisle sometimes and do some things for the betterment of the country with Republicans in the House and the Senate. We never saw that with President Barack Obama. We never seen that much or at all with President Bush or Bush Sr. We need to have more negotiations where instead of it's straight up and down votes all the time, Republican or Democrat, depending on who's bringing up the issue. We need to change that. We need people to actually sit in these meetings in front of Congress, in front of Senate, and debate these issues. Not just say, well, this is what we believe, you're racist, and that's it, and stop there. We have to stop taking agencies like ICE and Border Patrol and demonizing them for doing their jobs. They're enforcing the laws that the very Congress has set out. And when they do that, then the Democratic Congress people go out and call them a racist. Like they recently said, if you don't like the laws that were enacted by Congress, as a congressman, you need to change them. Instead of yelling and demonizing the Border Patrol and ICE agents who work effortlessly to protect our borders, to protect our nation, we need to give more thanks to these people because they're doing a thankless job. Nobody wants to deport people. Nobody wants to take these people out of the country, especially the ones that are in need. But we have rules. We have laws here. And if the laws say to do something, that's what they have to do. Unfortunately, we see not all laws are enforced the way they're supposed to be, depending on which city you are in and who the elected officials are. This has to stop. Law enforcement cannot be forced to do things that are against the law just because their Democratic elected officials tell them to do it. We have to have more accountability, and we have to have the ability that if a sheriff or a police chief in a city is told by one of these elected officials to not arrest people for committing crimes, that they can overlook that and go and do what the law says and arrest them for committing these crimes. Otherwise, we're going to have a lawless society. And all those people who say they hate the police, we need to abolish the police, we need to abolish the Border Patrol, we need to abolish ICE, we have to be able to look at what we have and appreciate the laws that we have. And I tell people all the time, If you don't like the way law enforcement works, why don't you get into law enforcement? If you think that all law enforcement is white men perpetrating racism as a way to hold back people of minorities, then if you are a minority, then join the police department. I've never seen a police department or a sheriff's department that hires strictly based on race. You have an opportunity. A lot of these are civil service jobs. A lot of them have the opportunity to move up despite what your, you know, background is or what your race is. They go by, you know, performance, by test, by skills, by tenure. Go and join the police force if you don't like what they're doing. Getting out in a uniform, pretending like you're some paramilitary organization called Antifa, and going out and attacking innocent people, That is not how you improve law enforcement. That's the opposite. We need to go out there and we need to make sure that people know what's the right thing to do. I think today in our society, we've forgotten what's right and what's wrong. Back to the issue at hand with the three or four congresswomen, I would suggest that they start finding out what's the positive things about this country. What makes this country great? Because all we ever hear from them and all the news ever reports that they ever talk about is how much they hate the United States and everything about it. They need a new PR person. They need somebody to, maybe they need to hire somebody that will show when they do, I'm sure they do some good things in their community and talk about positive things sometimes, but we never hear about it. Maybe they need to hire a PR person that goes out there and starts promoting them as more than just hateful people who hate this country and hate everything about it. Are they justified for being upset by things that President Trump said? I believe so. If you told me to go back to the country I came from, I would be upset because I was born here in the United States. And my heritage has many different countries in my historical background, so I wouldn't even know where to go. But if you told me, hey, you have a problem in your state of Louisiana where you live, Tony, why don't you center on fixing that problem? Because there's a huge problem in Louisiana. Our economy is not working the way it's supposed to, thanks to John Bel Edwards as governor, who has done everything to stymie business, to hurt business, to make sure that the Trump economy doesn't come to Louisiana, because we don't want more jobs and more businesses and higher wages for our people, because we want to prove a point as being a Democrat governor that Trump isn't going to cause our state to be successful, despite the fact that Louisiana has all the ability to be just like any of those other states with a booming economy. But we are held back by another Democrat socialist who lied and pretended like he was a conservative Democrat. But once he got into office, we all saw what really happened. All this being said, we still have to have more open dialogue. We have to have people actually debating and stop all the negativity. Yes, do we have some problems in the United States? Yes. But let's talk about the positive things in the United States. Let's talk about all the good things that happen in the United States. And let's try to work together for once instead of separating ourselves all the time.
Thank you for joining the Podcast of Podcasts, hosted by The Media Guy. Check him out on Twitter and Instagram at The Media Guy. And also, subscribe to our podcast if you like it. Share with your friends. Until next time, God bless.